This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, September 18th, 2006. And I am having Skype troubles again. You know, I got my new iMac, my 24-inch iMac, and I downloaded the latest version of Skype and Audio Hijack Pro, and then I record a show, because I hadn't done it yet, I record a show with Larry of the Little Fatty Cast, and you can listen to that on his website or download his show. But I was having trouble. I kept hearing this fucking echo again. You know, I had this problem with Mark of Remarkably Mark, and I have been unable to figure out what I did then to correct it, and now it's back, and I can't. So now I won't be able to record a phone call on Skype until I figure out this fucking echo. It's driving me fucking crazy. I don't remember what I did last time. Anyway, so I'm having Skype issues, but I did want to, as I mentioned, I was on the Larry show, on the Little Fatty Cast, and I believe he posted that today, Monday. And we had a nice chat. It was just like chit-chatting about what we did over the weekend and, stuff like that. But you might remember when I had a chat with Big Fatty a while ago that he and I, or towards the end of the show of that one, he mentioned that I need to talk to Larry about a story about a raccoon. So I got on Larry's show, I got him to tell the story about the raccoon, and there actually was two stories about a raccoon. So you're going to have to go over to the Little Fatty Cast and listen to the show so you can hear about the stories about the raccoon. Now, what did we do this weekend? Well, the boyfriend came over Friday night, and what did we, did I cook? Yes, I actually made pasta with meat sauce, and we had a nice, I think we had a Merlot, to tell you the truth, now I can't remember. But we basically just relaxed on Friday night because we had to get up at the ass crack of dawn on Saturday and drive about an hour to go to our favorite winery, the Grey Ghost Winery, because we were harvesting grapes. I know I told you that on Friday that we were going to do that. Well, we actually did it. And we got there in plenty of time. There were like 60 people who had signed up to harvest grapes that day. So we were all harvesting grapes, and it was not cold. I thought it might be cold at that time in the morning out in the country, but it wasn't. And but it was wet. The ground was wet, but not muddy. It was just wet because it had been raining, so it was wet. But we picked grapes, and I took a couple pictures. And well, the way it works is, like as I mentioned, you pick grapes for a while, and then you have a break, and then you pick grapes again. Well, the second time, we were chosen as part of like six people were chosen to pick grapes from the oldest vineyard on the property that dates back to like 1993, I believe they planted it then. And it's right up next to their house, so we felt very privileged to pick these grapes. They're the oldest Chardonnay grapes that they have, and they were much tougher to pick, I have to say. The vines were closer to the ground, so you had to like be on your knees or at least kneeling or bending over to reach these grapes. And they hadn't done any pruning in terms of taking the leaves off the plants or anything, because sometimes they do that to make it easier to see the grapes. So we really had to work really hard on that field, that vineyard, whatever. We really worked ourselves up, because the grapes were really dense. They were like packed together in certain bunches and stuff. So we picked those, and then we went back over to help the other people finish their field, their vineyard, whatever. And, I was going to say that when we were picking in the first field, the owner, the winemaker, Al, told us to go ahead and taste the grapes, because you'll see how well they have, how much sweetness they've gained in this season, because he said this vintage is a very productive year, and the grapes are really, really good. So, I don't actually like to eat grapes, but I did squeeze the juice into my mouth. I did eat one, but then the seed got in my mouth, and I got all pissed off, so I'm like, I'm not eating anymore. So I just sucked the juice out of three of them, and they were very, very sweet. Well, then when we were over at the other field, picking at the oldest vineyard, I squeezed some juice from a couple grapes in my mouth, and they were very tart. So there was quite a difference between the two vineyards, probably not even a quarter of a mile away, or maybe a half a mile away from each other. So it's interesting, the different flavors or tastes or whatever you get from the grapes is different in just a short distance away, and the age of the grapes. So anyway, we picked the grapes, and that took about, now that I think about it, it probably took us about 3.5 hours to do from start to finish picking the grapes. Then after that, we went back to the winery place, I don't even know what you call that place, the winery. Anyway, we all got together and had a champagne toast that we were the first harvest of the season, of the vintage or whatever, of the year. Because this like marks the beginning of all of the harvesting. So we were lucky to be part of that. And they gave us a t-shirt that said the 10th anniversary harvesting at Grey Ghost. So that was cool. And then we had lunch. They they had like a cookout. They had hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff. And we sat around and ate. And the wine was just flowing. We could drink as much wine as we wanted to, of course, without getting drunk or anything, which we did not. But I was taking pictures the whole time, and we were actually waiting for them to, as I was mentioning on Friday's show, when you pick the grapes, you put them into these plastic containers called lugs. And I'm actually not sure why they're called lugs, but you put them in these containers called lugs. And then once we're finished in the field and we go back and start eating our lunch, the hired people go out with a truck and pick up all the lugs and bring them back to the crush pad, is what they call it, a crush pad, where they don't actually crush them, they squeeze the juice out of them, but they bring them back to the crush pad. Well, we kept waiting and waiting because they had to make so many trips because this was an extremely large yield. They, last year when we picked, they were able to pick, or we were able to pick 6.5 tons of grapes, and this year we picked just over 8 tons. It was a record year for their grapes, for their Chardonnay grapes. So it took them a long time to bring in all these lugs that we used to fill up, to put the grapes in. So the boyfriend and I were just kind of like relaxing and waiting around, and all these 60 people who were there with us were getting a little antsy and tired of waiting, so they pretty much left. And by the time that they were getting ready to do the actual process of extracting the juice, there were only like 6 of us left. Maybe 4 of us left, I don't remember, but there were only a few people standing around. And then what they do is they dump the grapes into this destemmer, and the destemmer basically takes the stem of the grapes off and, yanks the grapes off of the stems and kicks the stems out to the out the back and forces the actual fruit of the grape through this big, 4-inch tube. And that tube gets dumped into the horizontal bladder press, which is basically this big, it almost looks like a... I can't even think of what you call that now. But anyway, it's this big cylindrical apparatus that's on wheels and with like these grates on it. And inside is this big balloon. Well, they fill this thing up with the fruit of the grape. And they fill this thing up completely, as much as they can get in there. And as it's doing that, the juice is dripping down into this tray that gets siphoned off by a hose, which goes into the stainless steel tanks. Well, anyway, once they fill the thing up, they turn on this bladder press, and this big balloon inside blows up, and it literally forces the juice out of the grapes through the grate, and that what's left is the juice that goes into the stainless steel tanks, as I was saying, and the grape parts, like the skins and the parts that's left. So you end up with just the juice on one end and the grape peels or the grape skins on the other end. And they ended up filling up 3 tanks. They, because we talked to the guy afterwards, and he said that they had 1,860 gallons of Chardonnay juice. And he was extremely pleased with that. So And I said to him, well, what do you do with all this, all these grape leftovers and all the stems and stuff? And he said, we compost it because then it becomes fertilizer for next year's vines, for the next year's growing season. I'm thinking, man, that's really cool that they do this whole recycling thing and continuously, they pretty much use every bit of the grape. So that was cool. So then after that, the boyfriend and I were extremely tired because we had been up since about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we came home. And, well, on the way home, the boyfriend drove, so I kind of actually got to take a nap in the car on the way home. And then when we got home, the boyfriend took a nap. Of course, his nap was a lot longer than mine. So, he was well rested. And then last night he made some chicken dinner what did we have? I can't remember what wine we had. Oh, Sauvignon Blanc. We had a Sauvignon Blanc for dinner. And then in the evening, we just kind of rested and relaxed, and I think we were in bed by like 10:45, something like that. It was, we were so damn tired. But we got up again this morning, or Sunday morning, I should say, and we drove back to Grey Ghost because today was the, I keep saying today because obviously I'm recording this on Sunday, was the release of the 2004 Cabernet Sauvignon. And the reason we got invited to this was because last year at this time, the boyfriend purchased what's called Futures, and I think I mentioned this on Friday's show, where you can reserve a case of the wine at a certain price, and then when it's released, you get, like, for example, it was released today, but it won't be released to the public until October. So you're getting it almost a month ahead of time. And because you bought into the futures, the price per bottle was unbelievable. Because, for example, when we were getting the boyfriend's case today, the lady said that when they bought the futures, it was $17 a bottle. But what it's going to sell for to the public is $26. So $9 per bottle he got off on his case of wine. So, and they actually gave him his case of wine today. So he's got the 04 Cabernet Sauvignon before anybody in the public. And there were about 6 or 8 people there who were also picking up their cases of 04 Cabernet Sauvignon. And for this little thing, you get to taste it and talk about it, and they have chocolates and cheeses and crackers and stuff, and the winemaker's there, and you get to talk with him about the 04 and how it's different than the 03 and, how long you should keep it in the bottle. I mean, we were asking all these questions and stuff. And tasting the 04, it actually seems to me that it's smoother than the 03, that the tannins aren't quite as heavy or strong. So it was very good. And then after that, we decided, well, we had already taken our lunch, so we decided to have lunch, but we decided to have a bottle of their Merlot for lunch because we had brought Merlot-friendly foods. So we had the Merlot for lunch and ate our lunch, and then after lunch, before lunch, when we were talking about what wines to have, the boyfriend asked the lady, how many bottles of the 03 Cabernet Sauvignon do you have left? And she pointed to 2 bottles over on the rack, and she said, those 2 bottles are the last 2 bottles of the 2003 Cabernet Sauvignon. After that, it is gone. So I instantly said, put those 2 bottles aside. I will buy those 2 bottles. Because I did not want to have happen what happened to me last spring when we went to another winery. And they have this very small amount of Sauvignon Blanc. And I said, oh, I'll buy it after lunch. Well, after lunch, it was gone. So I told her to put those 2 bottles aside, and I will take them. So after lunch, when we went back, they had a little sign on the board that was said, sold out on the 2003 Cabernet Sauvignon. And I was like, because I have the last 2 bottles. Now there's no more 03 Cabernet Sauvignon, so now I'm going to hold on to at least one of those bottles for quite a while. So anyway, it ended up being a very wine-filled weekend, a very wine-centric weekend. Everything was about wine, so which has been a lot lately, but that's pretty much all we did. We did not do anything else in terms of going anywhere or visiting anybody or anything like that. totally wine-related. Of course, before the boyfriend came on Friday night, I had to put my house back together because you might remember I had my crown molding installed. Well, the guy finished it on Friday, and he did an absolutely beautiful job. So, of course, from the time I got home from work until the time the boyfriend showed up, I was busy putting my living room back together again and cleaning up. So I'm sure he appreciated that. He said he wouldn't care if my house was a mess, but I like to have things really nice when he comes over. So that was the weekend. There's not much more to say about that. And then, of course, late Sunday afternoon, I recorded a show with Larry, as I said, so check that out. Now, I was listening to podcasts on Friday, and I happened to hear on the Family Jewels podcast, I don't know if many of you listen to that, but, well, you won't be listening to it anymore because they announced on the Family Jewels podcast that they will no longer be doing the Family Jewels podcast. And plus, it had been a while since they had posted one, but they had been talking about it, and they decided that the show was not going in the direction that they wanted to go, so they decided not to do the Family Jewels podcast anymore, but that they will be coming back in the near future with a new name and a new show. I guess they pretty much felt that the name did not match what they were doing on the show, so they have just decided to, you know, change their idea about the show and start a new one. So we have to definitely look forward to a new show coming out from the guys over at the Family Jewels podcast, Dave Gay and Eddie Bang Bang. I don't know if they'll keep those names either. We'll have to see. But I think they will be missed because I know they only had I don't even know how many shows, but it wasn't for very long. But they were really good shows. I really enjoyed them. So I'm definitely going to miss them. I hope they come back soon with a new show. And that reminded me too, I was listening to because on Friday seems like I had a lot of time while I was putting the house back together again to listen to or catch up on lots of my podcasts, and I was listening to Michael from QCast Connecticut, his most recent show, and you know, we had a discussion about this afterwards, but he was having a problem with his audio where his microphone was coming in, you know, the audio from his microphone was coming into your right ear, and Mr. B's, his boyfriend's audio was coming in your left ear, so it was kind of weird to follow and hard to follow. So for late in the afternoon, he sent out an email to some podcasters and asking for advice, so we all kind of chimed in. So hopefully for the next show for the QCast from QCast Connecticut, he will have his audio correct, as I am hoping that I will have my Skype audio correct so that I can record a show with someone without having that nasty echo problem. And the thing is, I checked out, yes, I'm coming back to the whole Skype. You know, this has probably been too much meta for some people, metadata. Anyway, coming back to the Skype issue, I went to the Skype Help Me files, and they show for the latest version of Mac OS X that if you're having echo problems, go to the audio part of the preferences and click on echo cancellation. Well, I went to the audio part of the preferences and there is no echo cancellation button to click on. So I have no idea how to stop that. I'm going to have to work on that. So you're just going to listen to me until I get that figured out. Hopefully I'll be able to figure out tomorrow. Now, another thing that started last night was the Amazing Race, and I know Big Fatty's going to be talking about this on the Little Fatty Cast eventually, but he and I will definitely, if I can get my Skype fixed, have to talk about it. Well, I think Remarkably Mark's going to be watching it too. So the Amazing Race, I believe it started out in Seattle, if I remember correctly, and there were, I don't remember how many teams, but there are a couple of cute guys on there. But, you know, it's when there's this many people in the race to begin with, it's kind of hard to keep track of who they are and who you're interested in or who you think is cute and which ones you want to win and so forth. But one thing's for sure, they're definitely not separated by ethnicity, which we won't talk about. But there is this one lady who's got an artificial leg, and I think it's her husband or her boyfriend are doing it together. So that'll be interesting to watch. It's a kind of a cool couple there. Anyway, you know what? I think I need to end the show. It's not the longest show, but I want to finish because actually currently the Amazing Race is on, so I want to finish watching it. So, boys and girls, sorry for the short show, and hopefully I'll get back to talking to people on Skype as soon as I figure out the issue. And if anybody has any ideas for the echo problem, please let me know. All right, boys and girls, until next time, bye. I should raise